Thank you, Alan. Thanks a lot. Okay, we ready? Okay, first point I want to begin with is Ben pointed out something very nicely. Do you remember that on Sunday, Johnny pointed out that the Yad Ramah said, why does Net to Revive always require a panel of three, a base of three? Because it says what? Net to Revive? Even if it's dumb, if you're doing it because it says Kodesh. Excellent. So Ben asked me this morning, he said, Rebbe, but it also says Kodesh by Meister Shani. It's a good kasha. So I said, okay, it is a good kasha. Where was it? Dvar, Vayikra Pirak Lamed?
Chav Zayin.
It was Chav Zayin. Thank you. And it also says Meister Shani's Kodesh. So I said, you know what? That's a great kasha. So let's look at the Yad Ramah again. And the Yad Ramah asks it.
Yeah, but it's not always hectic.
But exactly, because he says, well, if you look in Pirak Chav Zayin, I just want you to get it down in your notes. It says the following. It says, V'chol ma'asar Pirak Chav Zayin Pasuk Lamed. V'chol ma'asar aretz mizera aretz mipri eitz l'ashem hu kodesh l'ashem. When do you need a panel three by Meister Shani? When it's aim dumb of you doing. But when is it dumb of you doing? Then go'ol yigal ish mi ma'asro. What does the word ma'asro mean? What does the word ma'asro mean?
His
master. Mean, but he is alone. You only need one guy. Meaning what? It's what's the case? Dumb of you doing. So even though it says Kodesh by Meister Shani, it's by only what? When it's ain't dumb of you doing. But when it's you doing, you don't need three. And he says it beferish. I'll read you the words. In the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah said, beferish, he says, Vafal pisha dumb of you doing my time of Kodesh Ksibai. Fact is Pishlosha. Va'idi the dumb of my shesheni shenechal abanam yishlan tunnel of edi. My shesheni shame dumb of you doing. Can him a forest big amara. Pishlosha came chain lo shar bishuk shar shlosh lo shumo. Ava ima you dumb of you doing. Ain't sarach. The lav Kodesh Ksibai. Ella im gol e gol e gal ish mi masro. The mashu beino le bein atzmo. He says even the one guy himself. Seems to be when it says Eid Echad, remember who said Eid Echad in the Mishnah? The Yad Ramah seems to say the guy himself can do it. But I don't know if it means literally the guy himself, but it means one guy's enough. So the answer to that is, even though Meister Shani it says Kodesh, but only says when ain't dumb of you doing is it Kodesh. If it's dumb of you doing, then it says Mimas Ro. You follow me? It says Mimas Ro, see? So meaning all you need is one guy. So I wanted to begin with that point. Very excellent, Ben. You follow me? But he says, "Mashu beino lebein atzma." If I'm not mistaken, wasn't the lashon the mishnah eight echad? No. What was the lashon? You want to give me the brachas there? I'm lazy. What was the lashon the mishnah there? There's rhyme there. Wasn't the lashon the mishnah? Where is it in Meister Shani? Perak what? Perak dalet. Remember. Perak dalet in Meister Shani. Thank you very much, Johnny. In Perak dalet, it said, "What was it?" Mishnah here it says. Where was it in Pirak Dalet, you remember?
Mishnah
Hay. Mishnah
Hay? Bet.
It was Mishnah Bet, no?
Yeah, Bet.
No, I'm saying in Pirak Dalet by Meister Shani. It said, no, where's the Lashon of Mishnah? No, Pirak Dalet. What Mishnah was it in Pirak Dalet? Let's just see the Lashon. What'd you say?
I think
it was Mishnah Hay. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Mishnah Ham. Sorry. Let's just skip this. We got a lot to do. Just want to get it to Farish. Should be in the Mar Makaimas there, no? Yeah, Pirak Hay, Mishnah. No, Pirak Dalet, Mishnah Beis. It's Mishnah Beis. Okay? Oh, it says, the HN and do doing Yiftal Pishlosha. And then it says what? See what I'm saying? Eid Echad? It says Eid Echad in the Mishnah. And the Yad Ramah says, Bein Ola Bein Atzmal. The impression you get Eid Echad, it means what? What is Eid Echad? Another guy, not you. But the Yad Ramah says, Bein Ola Bein Atzmal. So please get that down. Whatever the case might be, it doesn't mean Masro means you don't need three. Even though it says Kodesh, that's when it's ain't dumb of you doing, you need three. Dumb of you doing, you Masro. See? Okay, great. Okay, did anyone not get the Mar Makamos Uri? Okay, who didn't get the Mar Makaimus? Okay, let's machazik ourselves, guys. Try to get there on time for Seder. Let's try to not try to miss Shir and try to stay to the end of Seder. Okay? It's coming towards Yom HaDin. So we try to, I know you got to get ready for Shir on Tuesday and you want to get ready. You got a long lunch. So we should try to stay till 12 when we have the Seder. You know, the long Seder. Okay? So let's start with the Gemara, guys. Okay, we got a lot to do. Let's go. Who wants to read the Gemara? Let's all volunteer. What do you say? Who wants to read the Gemara? Let's go, guys. What do you say? Yoni, you already read once, okay? You're always volunteering. It's good. I'm happy. Who wants to read? Shimon, you read already?
You didn't read? I have one line.
You read one line. Okay, but who wants to read? Let's go. Pinchas, you read already?
Yeah.
You read already? Go ahead, Uri. Read a Gemara. You have a Gemara? You don't have it. You got to look on in the Gemara. Get him the Sanhedrin. Or you want my Gemara from my office? David, you read the Gemara. Go ahead.
Where should I start?
From the beginning of the Gemara. Go ahead. Ato.
Ato gizelos v'chavelos lav dine mamaraz
mizus. Oh, so what's the kasha?
So were both gizelos and chavelos, were they both weren't given as relayed mamaraz.
The kasha is like this, twofold. Let's get it down. What did it say in the first line of the Mishnah? First line of the Mishnah, what does it say? Dine mamaraz v'shlosha. Gzelus chabolus b'shlosh. I don't understand. Last time I checked, isn't robbery and chabolus dini momentus? That's the Gemara's kasha. Now I want to be mazbe with the kasha in one of two ways. So let's get it. Okay. One way of interpreting the kasha, which is the way most Rishonim interpret the kasha. Okay. The Mugi Yosef from Yonas and Luniel is that since gzelus chabolus is dini momentus, why does the Tana have to divide it up into two categories? Meaning, dini mamonis gzelus chavolus b'shlosha. Say it in one thing. What does it say? It says dini mamonis b'shlosha and gzelus chavolus b'shlosha. You know what a bubba is? What's a bubba? A gate, a case. The way the Mishnah lists it is two cases. What do you have to do that for? Just say dini mamonis gzelus chavolus b'shlosha. That's all. Right? Has everyone got that? That's the first way to learn the kasha de Gemara. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I saw a different shot I want you to get down. From the Balei HaTosfos, from the Chat. Judy, you got it clear? In the Mishnah, it shouldn't teach it as two cases. Teach Dini Mamonis, Gzelus Chabolus Bishlosha. By saying Dini Mamonis Bishlosha, Gzelus Chabolus Bishlosha, it's two separate cases. Why do that? That's what Rabbi Yonas Lemuel says to Mukhi Yosef. That's the simplest way to read it. Okay. I saw, however, you know, there are different Balei HaTosfos in different regions in Europe. Mostly they were from Provence, from France, from Eastern Europe. But there was a Tosfos Chachmei Anglia from England. And the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia learns the Gemara a little bit different. And the kasha of the Gemara was, once it said Dini Mominis, isn't Gzelus Chabolus inside Dini Mominis? So why did they have to teach Dini Mominis B'shlosha Gzelus Chabolus?
Isn't the same thing as the
Mugi Yosef? No, because what it's saying is, and this is what I want to bring out, the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia is learning, Lamaisa, that the word Dini Mamonis is kind of like the way we read the Gemara, Eli. Dini Mamonis should include Gzelus Chabolus. Isn't Gzelus Chabolus, last time I checked, Dini Mamonis? The first way we learned is, why say it in two separate cases? Say Dini Mamonis, Gzelus Chabolus, Bishlosha. But say Dini Mamonis, say Gzelus Chabolus B'shlosha. The second way of learning is kind of like the way we said it is, why Bichlal say Gzelus Chabolus at all, the phrase? Say Dini Mamonis is B'shlosha. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. That's where he asked the kasha. Okay? So the two ways that we want to learn the first kasha in the Masechta Sanhedrin. Everyone got it? Zach, clear? We got it? Okay. Now I just want to point out, if you learn that second way, the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia is a little bit bothered by. What was the lush in the Gemara, David? Ato Gzelus Chabolus Lav Dini Mominis Ninu? Why didn't the Gemara just ask what? What would have been a better way of saying it? The second kasha. The second way to learn the kasha. What would have been a better way to formulate it?
Why do you need both?
No, it should have said Hainu Dini Mominis, Hainu Gzelus Chabolus. The Gemara has that later on in Gimel Amaralf. It says Nezik Hainu Chabolus. Why does the Gemara have to get fancy and say, Atol Gazelus Chabolus Lav Dini Mamonis Ninu? Just say, Hainu Dini Mamonis, Hainu Gzelus Chabolus. Get right to the point. So his answer is that when there are two dinim, different dinim. You can learn one from another. Then the Gemara says hainu. But here we're asking the kasha is that gzeilos chavos are part of dinim mamonis. So therefore, the kavana of the Gemara is asked when it said dinim mamonis b'shloshet, it already covered gzeilos chavos. See, when you have two separate dinim uri, you can say hainu this, learn one from the other. But if you're trying to say it was already included in the phrase, then you say this language, ato gzeilos chavos lav dinim mamonis ninu. Lav dinim mamonis ninu. You read it rhetorically like that. Okay? So let's summarize this, what we just said. What are the two ways to learn the first kasha in Masechet Sanhedrin? The first way is Nunlakim Nukiyos and Rabbi Yonas and Lemuel, that you should teach how many cases? You should teach one case, meaning dinim mamonis, gzeilos chavos, bishlosha. Don't divide up into two cases, Ellie. What does two cases mean? Dinim mamonis bishlosha, gzeilos chavos bishlosha. Gabi, you got me? That's two different cases. Don't write it like that. You got it? That's the first way. What's the second way to learn the kasha? What's the second way to learn the kasha? Wasn't gzeilos chavos included in the phrase dinim mamonis? Now, why didn't the Gemara just say hainu, like it does later on Daf Gimel? It says later that nezik is hainu chavos. What's the answer? That's when you want to learn one din from the other. The Gemara uses hainu. But here we're saying it was already covered. So it was already covered, we use the language ato. Okay? Clear, everyone got that? Gabi? Make sure you got it down. Okay? Judah, clear? Okay, Ari, what do you say?
But if one is not, if according to the first reading, if one is not included in the other, then why is there a question at all? They're two different things.
But why say two bubbles? There's an overarching category called dinim mamonis. Gzeilos chavos fit that. So why say the word shlosha twice? You follow me? Dinim mamonis b'shlosha, gzeilos chavos b'shlosha. Okay, Stephen, clear? All right. Yeah, real quick, Yonah.
Just to clarify, when you say, when Rabbi says atu means that they were already covered, that
yes.
Relates to the Bali Kosmanglia saying that why say these at all? Aren't they covered in dinim mamonis? That question feeds into this reading.
Exactly, correct. Whereas if you're trying to say I'm learning one from another, you just should say the word hainu. Don't give me this word ato. Okay? Ato. Ato, isn't it? Ato masmash, it's included. Okay. Very well. Go ahead, David. What do you say to answer this kasha? Okay. Go ahead. Let's see. So you got to add the word mahen, basically, the Gemara say. Amar Abavo, mahen katani. In other words, add the word mahen. Go ahead. Mahen. Lo, period. So dinim mamonis means gzeilos chavos, stealing and hitting you. Hodos valvos, no. Okay? So you have to add the word mahen. Answers, how does it answer both ways to learn the kasha? What was the first way? Why'd you teach two cases? The answer is that we were trying to elucidate what dinim mamonis meant. What did dinim mamonis mean? Gzeilos chavos as opposed to hodos valvos. How does it answer the second way to learn the kasha? What was the second way to learn the kasha? The second way, wasn't it already included? So what's the Gemara's answer? It might have been already included, but we had to teach what was included and what is what? What is not included? What is excluded? Everyone got that, Clore? So it answers both ways you want to learn the kasha. Okay, great. Everyone got it? Now, in the Kobetz Meforshim, I have it in the office, I didn't bring it in. There's one in the Gedol Achronim named the Kos Yeshuos. Actually, Kos HaYeshuos. And the Kos HaYeshuos makes the following comment. Please get it. He says, what is this Arichus for? It's like a Chad Gadja. You know Chad Gadja in the end of the Seder? What is he saying this whole Sfara for? Mahein. Dinim mamonis, what is dinim mamonis? Can't you just be more brief? I mean, I could have been more brief. I could have just said, gzeilos chavos, right, is bishlosha, and hodos valvos, maybe it's not, right? We're going to see. See, the Gemara at this point doesn't elucidate what gzeilos chavos has and hodos valvos doesn't have. What are the two options? You guys learned it this morning. What are the two options? that Gzeilus Chilbolus maybe requires three, Hodos Volus does not require three, or what? Or they both require three, but Gzeilus Chilbolus requires what? Mumchin. Hodos Volus does not require experts. Correct? So Gomorrah doesn't get into that now. Is that correct? Everyone got me? But I could have said it more brief. Just say Gzeilus Chilbolus Shlosha. That's it. What does he have to say the Schad Gad Yah for? Dinim Mamunos Mahein, Gzeilus Chilbolus, Hodos Volus Lo. So it's beautiful, Pshat, he says. If you look, the Gemara has later on as well. If you look in the Mishnah, didn't it say Chetzi Nezik? Did you see that? It says Nezik V'Chetzi Nezik. The very next line of the Mishnah, correct? This Mishnah talks about headings. And the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah write Nezik V'Chetzi Nezik? It's included in Chabalos. Right? It's included in Chabalos. In other words, Rabbi Abo is saying, he's elucidating the Mishnah, that the Mishnah writes a heading first. It says Chabalos, and then it tells you what the Chabalos are. It says Nezik V'Chetzi Nezik. Okay? The Mishnah writes Gzeilus. It tells me what is Gzeilus. Tashlumi Kefal V'Tashlumi Arve Chamishin. Therefore, Rabbi Abo is Ma'arich to explain that the Mishnah always is going to say a heading, and then it's going to elucidate what the heading is including. You got me? That's why it says Dinim Amos Mahein. What is the Mahein? Gzeilus Chabalos, yes. Hodos Volus, no. What is Chabalos? Nezik V'Chetzi Nezik. What is Gzeilus? Tashlumi Kef of Arba Chamisha. That is why Rabbi Abo is Ma'arich here. Everyone got that clear? Rabbi Abo is Ma'arich here because he wants to lay down the construct of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah talks in headings. And it gives you a heading and then elucidates what the heading is. Okay? So that's why Rabbi Abo speaks in such a long lashon here. He's Ma'arich, he's not brief. It's not brevity. Everyone got that, Chlor? Ari? That's the Sefer Kos HaYeshuos, says this Pshat. And he's laying down the foreshadowing of the Mishnah. Adam, clear? You got me? That's what Mahein means. Okay? That's what Mahein means. Okay, Judah got it? Mahein. Daniel, clear? Okay. Very good. Now let's get to the what? Let's get to the Rashi. Okay? What does Rashi say? Rashi has two pshatim here, guys. Okay? Let's see what he says. Okay? And this is the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush. Before we go, Vaita, I just want to read a little bit, a few more lines now. David, go ahead. Tzricha.
Tzricha di'i tana dine mamonos. Had it just said dine mamonos, I would have thought, hava amina, da'afilu hodos v'halavos
tana gzeilus chabalos. If you would have just said dine mamonos, I would have thought I included everything. That's why I talk gzeilus chabalos. Go ahead, v'itana.
V'itana gzeilus chabalos, lo katana dine mamonos. Had it just said gzeilus chabalos.
And not the phrase dine mamonos. Go ahead.
Hava amina, I would have thought, huadin da'afilu hodos v'halavos.
Oh, and I thought even Hodos Vavos required. Go ahead. Vaidik
Tani.
Why does it say because the Iker Shlosha we learn by Chazelos was Ksivi. Because the requirement of three is found by Chazelos Chalos because it says Elohim three times. Go ahead, Chazelos. Chazelos, the Ksivi Nikra of Balabais. El Elohim. It's referring to a Bezdin. Chavolos. Chabalos, what's the difference whether you strike the guy or strike his money? Tana? Excellent. What is dine mamonos? Oh. So, and we're going to get back to this svara, but I want you to get this, okay? The Rav Zatzal pointed out what is the fundamental difference between Hodos Vavos and Gzeilus Chabalos. What is the fundamental difference between the two? And when we get to the Maskana of the Gemara is going to say Gzeilus Chabalos require three mumchim. Hodos Vavos do not. And what's the fundamental difference between the two? The way the Rav Zatzal said it, he said it so beautifully. And Rav Schechter said this really demonstrates the Bekiyas of the Rav. It's like a topical type of Bekiyas. In other words, it wasn't like the pin test, every word. You know the pin test, you know every word he put in the pin, but it was topical. And what he wanted to say is that Gezeilus B'chavos is a chiyuv that is noveya from the Torah. The Torah imposes a chiyuv on you. If you steal, you strike someone. But when you lend money, or you admit that you owe money, that came from yourself, your own volition. That's called Ischaivus Midas. Hodos V'halvos, that's called Ischaivus Midas. Ischaivus Midas. And when you mechaive yourself out of your own volition, maybe you don't require experts. You don't require Dayan and that requires Smicha. Because it's a natural view that you mechaive on yourself. You borrowed the money. You admitted to the money. And maybe on that you don't need smicha. You don't need experts. Because you follow me, it's a natural chiyuv. And it's a natural chiyuv, you don't need to have experts. Whereas when it comes to gezeilus and chalapolos, that's a Torah-imposed chiyuv. If that's a Torah-imposed chiyuv, you need fancy dayanim to impose that. You follow what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? That's how the Rav Zatzal said it beautifully. The Gemara really doesn't distinguish between the two. And I'll prove to you where the Rav got it from. Is anyone familiar with the concept called Kimlei B'Rabiminei? What is Kimlei B'Rabiminei? You do an action. Go ahead, Judah.
You do an action that has two punishments.
Excellent. And you get the more severe one, not the more lenient one. Okay? The Gemara has a case. Excellent. In Baba Metzia and Sadi Aleph from an Aleph called an Esnan. You know what an Esnan is? I think it was in yesterday's part, last week's Parsha. Let's say a man contracts with a woman to live with her as his owner, and he gives her a cow instead of cash. Can that cow be put on the Mizbeach? No. That's called an Esnan. Esnan Asutar, it's disgusting. Hashem doesn't want such a behemoth on the Mizbeach. What happens? The Gemara has a case. The son wants to live with his mother. Even more disgusting. Does the animal become us or not? Yes. Why don't you say Kimlei B'Rabiminei? A son that lives with his mother is Chai of Karis. Right? So why don't you pater the mumman? Why is there any din on the cow at all? Esnan, right? Let's get it down. Esnan, Asra, Torah, Afilu ba al imo. Even if he lives with his mother, the cow's also. Why? Kim Levin Rabbinay. There should be no din on the cow. You kill the son and the mother. The cow shouldn't become usher. Judah said it well. Kim Levin Rabbinay. What's the answer, says the Neiri? B'shem the Rabbein with Sarfatim. The Rabbanim of France, of Provence. What's the answer, guys? I spilled the beans already. What's the answer, God? When do you say Kim Levin Rabbi Minei? Only on Torah imposed Chiyuvim. But if it's a Yischaivus that you came out of your own volition, you said you give your mother a cow. That came out of your own volition. Kim Levin Rabbi Minei only covers Kedei Rishussel. What is Kedei Rishussel? Torah imposed Chiyuvim. You only get one Chiyuv. Kim Levin. Bit of robbing me, hey. Stephen, you got me? But if it comes out, you guys got to get this down. This, the Rav Schechter told us, illustrates the Rav's Bekiyas. We're learning Sanhedrin Beis and the Beis. He pulls out the Meiri and Baba Kama Daf Ayin. A Meiri and Baba Kama Daf Ayin in the Beis to be Masber this line of the Gemara. You follow me? God be clear? You only say Kim Leib Rabbanan Torah post Chiyuvim, not where you misguide yourself out of your own volition. And that's the difference between Zeros Chabolos. You'll need fancy Dayanim because that's a Torah post Chiyuv, and therefore you need fancy Dayanim. But something you impose on yourself, Ed Yoto suffice. Zach, you got this? It's an amazing word of the Rav. Okay? That's the Rav wanted to say this gigantic Shinsha, beautiful Hezber. Ella, you got me? the Svari took from the Meiri and placed it in our Gemara. They placed it in our Gemara. Now, I want to say a Chiddush based on the Rav guys. Judah, is it clear? You got it?
I don't understand Shimmy. The Meiri's answer.
What'd you say?
I don't understand the Meiri's answer.
The Meiri says you only say Kim Le'Rabbi on a Torah and post Kiyuvim when there are two Torah and post Kiyuvim. Let's say I'm a Chal Shabbos while I turn the light on and rip someone's shirt. Those are both Torah and post Kiyuvim. Kim Le'Rabbi
Meiri.
Etnan
is not Torah.
What'd you say?
Etnan is not Torah and post.
Etnan is, but what it's in the Torah, but where did it come from? You promised to give the money. That's what Yischavis Midas means, Uri. You follow me? That's the difference in Odos Vavos and Zelot Vavos. Of course, the Allah is you got to pay back when you borrow. But that's a natural chiv that came from me. Zach, you hear the fort? It's a Meiridic of fort, this Rav's fort, based on the Meiri. Pinchas Klor. Let's take this a step further, guys. Listen to this. Listen to this. Do you think are you comfortable with Gzelus and Chabalos being coupled together? Are you comfortable with Gzelus and Chabalos being coupled together? Yes or no? I'm not.
Well, the Gemara is.
The Gemara is, but why are you not? Why should you not? I'll be svar. Why should you not? Because Gzelus, it says Beferish in the Chumash, the Nikra Baal Bais, right? Yes? What did it say, Chabalos? Gzelus is like what? Striking someone's money. Chabalos is striking the guy. Now let me ask you a question, okay? The truth of the matter is that when you strike someone, Chabalos, what do you do when you strike someone? What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? What happens? You're chayav, how many things when you punch someone? Five things. Would you have included that with Chovel and Mamono? I never would have included it together. Again, guys, think about this. Gzelus is when you steal someone's property. What is Chabalus? You punch out a guy, but you're chayav five things. I wouldn't have coupled them together. They're very much distinct. You take a baseball bat and destroy a guy's car, you're chayav nezik. You punch a guy out, you have five things. You would have coupled them together? I don't think I would have coupled them together, push-up shot.
Don't all five things come out as mamon based? Like,
that's true. That's true. That is true. But it's so much of a different chi of Yosef. I wouldn't have coupled them together. No?
I mean, you have five, you know, four or five times I have.
Okay, but they're qualitatively different payments, no? You understand what I'm bothered by, guys? One sec, Zach. One sec, Gab. You follow what I'm bothered by? Why does Gemara lump it together? You know what I want to say? You know what I want to say? And the Birkas Shai says something similar to this. What's the common thread of Chagzeles Chabalos Daniel? Their Torah and Post Chiyuvim. Get it down. They're Torah and Post Chiyuvim. And the way you write that is it's Chiyuvim, it's called a Nova Ksuva Batorah. Nova Ksuva Torah is a fancy way of saying a Torah and Post Chiyuvim. Yischaivus Midas is out of your own volition. So when you look at Gzeres Chabalos, I necessarily wouldn't have coupled them together. I mean, Gzeres Chabalos has five things you got to pay. What do you see from here? You see from here, I want to say the Shtikl Torah, that you see the Gezis Chabalos are coupled together because they're a Nova Ksuva Torah. The Torah imposes, and you punch a guy out, you have to do this. If you steal his money, you have to do this. It's a Torah imposed for you. It's not something you put naturally on yourself through a loan. You follow me? So that's why the Torah has no problem, and the Gemara has no problem coupling them together. Everyone got this clear? I want you guys to think. When you read the Gemara, I want you guys to think. We got to do inside, we got to do also outside. When you look at this distinction, you got to ask yourself, what is going on here? To Gzeres Chabalos on one hand, as opposed to Chalos Vavos, the Chiv, the Rav said, is Yischaivus Midas, as opposed to Chiv Yitayra. And we're saying, if we break it down even further, we're adding on, that's why Gzeres Chabalos are coupled together. Even though at first glance, Steve and I would have distinguished between them greatly. Okay. One more Nakuda, and then we'll get to the caches. We've got a lot to do, guys. Okay? So you'll ask the caches. Okay. I want to just add on one more Nakuda. And that is that it's fascinating that we call this Gzelus the Chabalos. What does that mean, Gzelus Chabalos? What does it call it? What's a lush in the Gemara? Steal from a guy. Mali chavel begufo, mali chavel b'mono. What is the synonym that the Gemara used for Gzela? Chaval mamono. No? Would you have said that? When you rob from a guy, you're striking his money? You're striking his property? That's very, no, isn't that mechudish? So I saw, and I was thinking this too, but I saw that Dvar Moshe wanted to bring a riot. All the Rosh Yeshivas in the first Shir Kloli in Maseches Baba Kama discuss what is the Isser to damage someone, someone's property. What is the Isser? Where does it say in the Chumash it's usher to destroy someone's property? So there are a lot of different possibilities given. For example, the Yad Ramah says in Baba Basra, V'hafta l'reicha kamocha. Number two, he says, Lifnei Iver. You know what another suggestion is? Hashavas Aveidah. If you have to return a lost object to someone, you don't destroy his property. These are Yisurim in the Torah. You know what Rabbeinu Yonah says at the beginning of Avos? You'll get it down. He says, Gezel. He says, Gezel. Gezel is the mucker. So I want to bring a riot to Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the mucker? You're not allowed to damage someone's property. Gezel, because new damage is property, in essence, you're stealing. Where does it say it in Shas? Right here. Mali chavel begufo, chavel b'mono. The Dvar Moshe says that's Reb Chaim. Seems to be a riot to Reb Chaim. You know, Gazlan is one of the Avos Mezikin in Baba Kama, Dalin and Beis. When you steal from him, you're striking his money. That's what he points out here from Reb Chaim as well. Lamais. Okay? There's other psukim that say. He quotes a riot to Reb Chaim, Lamaisa. Maybe you can bring a riot to Reb Chaim. He says that this is the mucker. He says, Reb Chaim at Brisk. Shachol gana fagazlan milvad mashu mischai mishum gnevel zelo her mischai gam mishum mazik ragil. And that works well. We're saying at our own, Reb Yonah, is the riot. That Gezel is the mucker for Nezikin. Where is the Isser, Lahazik, Mamono, Shalchaveru? Mamono Shachaveru. There are a lot of other suggestions. But suffice it for now, we'll say only four. You see, I want you to get this Lifnei Iver, though. There's a Chiddush in Lifnei Iver. What do you see? The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. How does the Gemara in Shas interpret Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michel? On Vavam and Beis? How does it say it? In Avodah Zarah? You're not allowed to cause someone to stumble halachically. You're not allowed to give a cup of wine to a nazir or even a chai to a goy. Correct? That's what it interprets at a halachic level. Are you allowed to put a... Is the pasuk talking about putting a chair in front of a blind man? If you do that, no doubt you're a rasha. There's no doubt. But is the pasuk talking about that too as well? Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not sure. It's definitely usher if you do it, you're a rasha gomer. Imagine putting a chair in front of a blind guy. But is the Pasuk also talking about that in Mikra Motzide Pshuto? See, the Gemara interpreted on a halachic level. You follow me? What do you see from the Yad Ramah? That's what the notes in the bottom of the page of Minchas Chinuch point out. If you're going to use Lifnei Iver as a makor for what? Asur l'hazik. Obviously, he interpreted the Pasuk literally too as well. I want you to get that down. So, right off the bat, we're pointing out a few chidushim just in the beginning of the Gemara. Okay? Between Gzelus Chabos and Aldos Vavos, the Rav Schivuk based on the Niri and Baba Kama, that Torah and Post Schivuk is opposed to Ischavus Midas, number one. Number two, Gzelus Chabos, we couple it together because why? Even though they're much different, Kol Mecher has five things. Gzelus only has what? Only has one thing, because they're Torah and Post Schivuk. Number three, what's number three Kiddush? Number three Kiddush we're suggesting is what? Why do you call it Chavo Mamono? Why is Gezel called Chavo Mamono? So we want to say, you see here, that Nezikin and the Mokers who will Tigzel, Gezel and Chavo Mamono are all together. Fits well with this Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a Rabbeinu Yonah on Avos, the beginning of Avos, on the Perishim, it's Perishim Sechus Avos. Okay, real quick, Zach, Gabi, and then Yon. Real quick, guys, what's the question, Zach?
Putting Gezel and Chavo together also be a support for the social responsibility, in the sense that, like, that if you're, by singling out specific Dine Momono, then you are, like, and they don't need to be so connected. It's the fact that you're saying it as a way to exclude Hodor and Novo.
Okay. Could be. I hear what you're saying. It's all included, Lamaisa. There's the coupling together is tighter. Okay, good. It's a good, very nice shot. Okay, I hear you. Very good. Yes, Gabi, what do you say?
Let me say that the first two answers that we were given in Shira, like, why would we need them if we have that third one? Because that's like the push shot of the Gemara. Like, it seems to be like, although the reason why they're categorized together is because they're both, it's like, they're both categorized under Chavah. Like, they're both under damages. So
right.
Why would we even need the first two to begin with if we have, like, the third one to be?
What do you mean the first two?
Like, Rabbi gave three reasonings why you have the kasha, like, why they're categorized together.
Right. But these are just distinct makoros why it's also to be mazik someone. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the fourth one that is offered by Rishonim, I think, fits beautifully in the Gemara. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying Rabbi Yonah would fit beautifully with the Gemara. That's why he calls it Gezelus is Kabbalah's Mamono, just like what Kabbalah Begufo. So you see, damaging property is coming from Gezel. So it fits beautifully with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, Yonah.
Is it possible that the Rav could have learned something similar from the Rashi on my Kitani? Because Rashi points out that Havas Nardas stem from Gmilas Hasadim, whereas...
Okay, it could be. It doesn't necessarily be Rashi, just Al Pisvora. Okay? Just I'll be smart. Let's see. Okay, that leads us now to the next. We have to see the Rashi's. How do we define now Hodos Lavos? Okay? Let's see it, guys. Rashi is too sharp. David, let's go. Go ahead. You ready? Mahen Katani. Go ahead.
Mahen Katani. Hi, Gizelos, the Havelos, the Dine Mamonos, the Lotema, holding the Dine Mamonos, the Mashmat, the Lamute, Halavos, Hodos. So.
Shehain. Exactly like Yonah said, you're a kind fellow, you lent money. V'ika.
V'ika, ni'ilas, the lake.
Delis. You're locking the door. Bifnei what?
Bifnei Rabin.
Before the borrowers. Can Amrin lekaman?
Hilkach ma'atinu v'lekaman.
Therefore, you exclude lekaman mefarish.
Lekaman mefarish.
What are we going to exclude them from? The number three or from Mumch? Excellent. I mean, Yonah, your point's well taken. I'm just saying, Al Pisvara, that's what the Rav said categorically, they're different. It does fit in Rashi. You see, it's Gimel Tzvarim. You're doing it on your own volition. Go ahead. The only difference is Gimel Tzvarim is coming from the lender's perspective. Here we're talking about Tzvarim you took on yourself from the borrower. But it's the same notion. You did it on your own. Okay, guys, look at this Rashi now. Okay, this is critical. These are the two pshat. Go ahead. Iske milvehein. Go ahead.
Hodaos sheba ladun bade hodaa shemei be'edim she'omi b'peinu hodelo.
Excellent. So the first case is what? Hoda is two edim saw me that I was mowed to the LD. I owe him $100. I verbally said in front of two edim, I owe him $100. Go ahead. Havos. Next line, Havos. Yeah, right where you left off. Havos.
Halavos.
Halavos. Yeah. Sheba.
Sheba ladun ba'ade halava.
Be'edi halva.
Ba'ade halva.
Shemeidim. That they testified in front of us, they borrowed. Go ahead. Valo. Go ahead.
V'chi hai lishna.
V'chi hai lishna
tuba.
We have this language a lot. Bahach mechilta. What's mechilta mean in our mesecta? Hoda.
Hoda after hoda.
Halva.
Halva after halva. Mitzarfin beperek gimel lekamandaf lamed amud beis.
Gabe.
Gabe aidin zomim.
Period. So what's the first shot of Rashi? What's the first shot? Let's get it, guys. What does halva mean? Aidim testify. I owe $100 to Ellie. Done. And I denied. I said, I know what you're talking about. Okay, I'll be shy. He takes me to the Din Torah. That's it. What's Hoda? I admitted in front of two Edom, I owe Ellie $100. Takes me to the Din Torah and says, I don't know what he's talking about. Yes? Simple. Yes? That's Halva, that's Hoda. Very simple. Now Rashi quotes a whole new pshat. Let's get it. Go ahead, David. This?
Is the Mepar She Hoda Os Shemode Bemitzas Halva Os Shekoker Hakol Barishon Ikar.
Oh. What is the second pshat of Rashi?
It's
Moiridik, guys. What is Hodah? Motive and Mixus. I told Ellie, says, Reb, you owe me $100. I said, Ellie, I only owe you 50. That's Hodahs. You got me? What is Halvahs? I deny the whole thing. Yes? That is the second pshat of Rashi. Everyone got that, Chlor? Zach, you got that? If I ask you how to define, Zach, Halvahs, Hodahs. You got the two pshatim of Rashi? First shot is 80 halva, 80 halda. Second shot is what? What is the second shot? Hoda is going to mix this with halva. Kofra kol.
Wait, what's the difference between the two halvos?
What did you say?
What's the difference between the...
There's Adam involved, the Maisa. There's Adam involved. By halvos, they're the same thing.
Yeah, what's the second shot of halvos?
Kofra kol.
And there's no, who's he
kofering
to?
I'm kofering to Ellie. Ellie took me to the Dentira. I'm kofering
to Akol. And there's no Aiden.
There's no Aiden. The first shot of Rashi, there were Aiden. Does everyone got that? First shot is Aiden Alva, Aiden Alda. There are Aiden. Second shot is Mona Mixus. That's Hodas. What is Alva's? Kofering to Akol. No Aiden around. What does Varishon Iker mean, David? Which shot did he like the best?
The first one.
Excellent. Why? Go ahead. Demichdi, go ahead.
Milvehaim.
Kudu Kimna.
Kimna Taima Bakaman. Mishumun Iwas Delas.
Delas Bifne Lovin. Maishna.
Maishna, what's the difference? Deha Kare Halva, Baha Lo Kare Halva. Hodaos the Kfiros.
Oh, so what does this mean? Why did Rashi like the first shot first? Why did he like the first shot? Because he says, if both of them are talking about Iske Milve, one was Motive Mixes, one is Kofra Kol, right? Mechdi, Shneim are talking about Iske Milve, like it says, Kdil Tinol Nelsvene Lovin. So why did one call Maishnon Haidekari Laval, and this one is not called Laval? If the second shot was right, it should have said what? Holdos or Kfiris. Right? What's the problem with the second shot? What's the problem with the second shot? You guys tell me, what's Rashi saying? Zach, what do you say? What should it have said? It should have said Holdos or Kfiris. Because the second shot is Holdos Motive and Mixus. And what is Holdos? Right? What's the difference that this is called Alva and this was not called Alva? They're both Alva. One is Motive Mixus, one is Kofra Kol. It should have said Hodos Vikviris. If they're both talking about Iske Milve, like Tino Delis with Ne Lovin, then you should be more specific. But Lashon is not right. Does everyone chop what we just said from Rashi? What is wrong with the second shot? What is the second shot? Hodal says what? Motive and Mixus. What is Alvaz? Kofra Kol. What's wrong with that?
They're both forms of Pira.
It should have said a different language. They're both loans. They're both dealing with loans. They're both dealing with loans. Right? So it should have said Hodal Vikfira. That's what it should have said. The language is bad. Since they're both talking about loans, we know that, he says. We know that they're both talking about loans. Because it says, don't lock the door in front of borrowers. We know that they're both talking about loans. But the bottom line is, why is one called Avon, one is not? It's not fair. Why is the motive in Mixas called what? Alva? How did he define it? What is Oda? Motive in Mixas. What is Alva? Kofrakol. What's the difference between one? Why is one called Alva? The other one's not called Alva. Maishna. It's not fair. They're both dealing with Alvas.
Can you ask the same question for the first Peshat of Rashi too?
Not really. Because why? First of all, has everyone got the Kasha Rashi? We can't skim, guys. We got to understand. What's the Kasha Rashi doesn't... Why does Rashi like the first shot and not like the second shot? Why not? Because since it's both pertaining to loans, one is denying the whole thing, one is motive in Mixas, then just say what? Say Hodah V'Kvira. Right? They're both dealing with loans. Why did one get the appellation of loan and the other one Hodah? It's not fair. Right? Hodah, he said, was Mohud and Mixas, and Halva was the Kofrak whole one. What do you mean? The Mohud and Mixas is just a shock to the loan as the other one. Everyone cop what I'm saying? Ari, Stephen, you got me? That's the Kasha Rashi has on the first shot, on the second shot. Now, Johnny brings up, but he says, Rebbe, in the first shot, aren't they also dealing with loans? Answer your own question. In the first shot of Rashi, what's the fundamental difference between the two cases?
The Adam
are on the Hodah, the Adam are on the Halvah. Right. That's the definite
difference. But the Hodah stemmed from a low
point. I understand, but the terminology is beautiful. The Adam is on the Hodah, the Adam is on the Halvah. That's the difference between the two. The terminology of Halvah fits beautifully. In the second shot, it doesn't fit beautifully. You should teach Hodah and Kfira. You shouldn't say what? You shouldn't say Hodah is Halvah. The Hodah is just as much the Halvah as the Halvah. Gabi, you got me? That's what Rashi means. Maishna, high Kari Halvah, and this one's not called Halvah. Yoni, you got this? You got a chlor, okay. Adam, chlor, everyone got this chlor? You can skim this, we cannot skim. We got to get a chlor. Pinchas, chlor? Okay. Ben, you got it? Okay. Now, this opens the door to the following. Let's get this. Is there any nafkamina between these two pshatim of Rashi? Is there any nafkamina l'din between these two pshatim of Rashi? Rashi said, I like the first shot better. Second shot, I don't like better. Oh. So here is where I gave you the Shulchan Aruch Lemaisa. Amazing chiddush here. I want you to get this, okay? Lemaisa, the first thing that we have to note is in the Tshuvas Zayis Ra'anon, the Tshuvas Zayis Ra'anon points out, according to the first pshat of Rashi, which Rashi loves, Rishon Iker, what is the difference between Eide Hodah and Eide Havah? Is there any difference between them? And he says, yes, because I would have thought that there would have been a Havamina. Halach Lamaisa. I would have thought that there would have been a Havamina that Eide Hodah, they would not be Misakin. And you learn this Vayta in the Gemara, Uri. We don't require Mumchim, right? Why do we require Mumchim? Because we have a Kula of Kedei Shel Tinel Das B'Fein Lavin. If we always require experts, people stop lending money. You know what I would think? I would think by Eide Hodah, what happens when you just have Adam and Hodah? What does that imply? That there were no, that in that case, what does it imply? That there were no Adam on the lending, right? The only Adam I could come up with is that he admitted that he owed me the money. If I had a star, or if I had Adam that he lent me, that I lent the money, I'd be okay, right? That guy did a terrible thing. You know what the Gemara says about Metzia? It's also to lend money without Adam. It's usher to lend money. Mishnah Bob Metziah. What daf? I in Hamid Beis. I was in the mountains for Visitor's Day this past summer. And there was a bacher and lived in Psaic. He said, Rebbe, you need money. I was with my family. Come over to me. I saw him. He came over. You need money. He said, you need $20. So I lent him money. He had no way to get back to his camp. But I wouldn't lend him without it. I had plenty of 2-8. I knew who they were. I was a minor 2-8. A few days later, in Psaic, he came and paid me back the money. You're not allowed to lend money without aid. You're overleaf naivro if he doesn't pay it back. It's a b'feir shadin. So, what does this mean, Yonah? Eidi hodah implies that the guy didn't what? What does Eidi hodah imply? That the guy did not lend money with Aiden. So you know what the chum say? If he didn't care about that din, we don't care about him either. And therefore we will require mumchim. Maybe you won't be able to find mumchim. You won't get your money back. Tough luck. You didn't care about our halacha. We don't care about you not getting your money back. That's what I would have thought. And therefore, we go out of our way and we say, Eidi hodah is a separate case. That's why it's a separate case to teach us, halacha lemaisa, that you don't need mumchim. You follow me? Halva, of course, there's a kula, you don't need mumchim. We don't want to lock the door in front of borrowers. But Eidi hodah, I might have thought, or you know what, let it go. Because the guy acted like a bad guy. You follow me? Kamash Milan, even by Eidi hodah, you don't require mumchim. That's the chiddush of this for Eidi hodah. Does everyone got that clear? Zach, you got that? Copy, clear? You got the chiddush of Eidi hodah? You got the chiddush of Eidi hodah? Eidi hodah would have thought, if there's only Eidim on the hodah, that means there were no Eidim on the lending. That means the guy did a bad thing. He was over to there. If the guy did a bad thing, then maybe we should require mumchim to get his money back. We might not find mumchim, and he might not get it back. Tough luck. He didn't fulfill the halacha. Kamashma, no. We still don't require for Eidi Halva, and also Eidi Halda, you don't require mumchim. That's why it's a separate case. That's the chiddush of the Zayis Ra'anan. That's the chiddush of the Zayis Ra'anan. Steven, you got me? That's why you need two separate cases. Eidi Halda, Eidi Halva. Chor, it's a beautiful vort. Beautiful chiddush. Now we move on to the second Pshat Rashi. Oh. Is everyone familiar with the which Rishon did the Shulchan Aruch base himself on? Tur. Arba Tur. The son of the Rosh. The Balaturim and Chumash. Did you guys, I didn't give it to you inside, but if you look in the Tur, okay, if you get a chance, maybe tomorrow, I'll give it in the Mar Makaymas. Usually the Tur quotes the Gemara and Shittas. He doesn't quote Pshat in the Gemara. Rarely. You look in the first Tur in Siman Aleph of Choshen Mishpat, he quotes Hodols Vavols, and he says Perish. And he only quotes the first Pshat of Rashi. What does that imply if he only quotes the first Pshat of Rashi? That he didn't like the second Pshat. It implies he didn't like the second shot. Okay? And the Zayis Ra'anan says like this. I want you to get this. You know why he didn't like the second shot? Why did he not like the second shot? I'll tell you. What is the second shot, guys? Remind me. What is the second shot? Hodol says what? Motomixis. What is Alvaz? Shimon? Kofrakol. What's the din if a guy's kofar kol? Is anyone familiar?
He doesn't have
shvua. But what type of shvua? If let's say Ellie says, Rebbe, you owe me $100, takes me to a Beis Din, no Aidim. Remember, they're no Aidim, right? Johnny? Second shot, they're no Aidim, correct? What's the din if I'm kofar kol in a Beis Din? What's the din? I can walk right out the door. I mean, I told her. But Mitter Rabbana, what do we require? Shvuas Hesses. You're not familiar with this, you gotta know it. It's a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem, Amar Al, the name of Nachman. Hesses means to convince. There's gotta be some credibility to Eli's claim. Ain't Chazaka, ain't Anam Toveya, Elim Kenyesh Olaf. By him saying, Rebbe, you owe me 100, there's gotta be some credibility. So we make him take a Shavuos, low level Shavuos Midrabbanan. It was enacted during the times of Rav Nachman. It's in a case of Kofar HaKol. and it's only midrabbanan shvuah. There is a Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos that says it existed during the times of the Tanoim, a shvuas hesus. It did exist. Okay, that's a historical question. But shvuas hesus means what? What does shvuas hesus mean, guys? That's a derabbanan. If that's a derabbanan, what are we working with? Both gzeilus v'chabalos and adolz v'chabalos require what minat Torah? But min rabbana, we got rid of it regarding what? Hodos v'avos, in order not to lock the door. But Daniel, if Shavuos Heses is only drabbanan, lama tzarich mumchim? Why would you need mumchim? It's only a drabbanan concept. That's why the tour doesn't like this pshat. Please get it down. That's why the tour does not like this pshat, says the Taz. The second pshat. Because the second shot is a case of kol frakol. But kol frakol engenders a shvuas hesus. That's only a drabbanan. Why would you need mumchim in that Torah? So therefore the Torah doesn't quote this pshat. That's what the Taz says why the Torah didn't quote this pshat. The Taz in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. That's why the Torah did not quote this pshat. Amazing. Simen alf dirmaskol su sham kegon odos. Let's go a little bit more in the mouth. Okay, we'll get to the questions. But if it's in the second pshat of Rashi, it's a shvuah d'rabbanan. You don't need mumchim atayr for that. So the Taz says that's why the Torah didn't put it in. I want to add on. Okay, we got this? So we got this so far? Now, the Taz says, but what's with the second pshat of Rashi? Let's save it. So what is the second pshat of Rashi then, right? It's a great kasha. The Torah didn't like it. But so how do you save it? So you know what he says? He says, after I told Ellie, I'm sorry, you know what? I thank you for you're very nice to give me the hot water. I'm very appreciative. But the truth is, Ellie, I don't owe you a penny. I'm kofra ko. I don't owe you a penny. I'm not going to pay $100 for that call. I don't owe you a penny. You know what happens afterwards? Edim come in. And Edim say that I have to pay. The Rebbe has to pay Ellie $100. Edim come in. And when Edim come in, what do you need? You need what? You need mumchim. You would need mumchim. And who says this? The tour in Yordea says, B'shem the Rush and Gittin. Perak Dalet Sin in the mouth. Any Taschanus Chacham does not need mumchim at all. However, when Edim come in afterwards, I'm going to need mumchim. So you got to add one kinach in here. The tour we're talking about is simen aleph choshen mishpat. No, the tour that says any derabbanan doesn't need mumchim at all, simen resh samach zayin in Yordea. Shem the Rush, his father. The Rush is in getting the fourth perek, simen mamalef. Any din derabbanan, you don't need mumchim. But how do you save the second shot of Rashi Gabi? You follow me? You have to add on that in the case of Kofar HaKol, which was which case? Halvals. Yes? Wasn't that the tag? In that case, there was Edim that came right afterwards. That's why you're going to need Mumchim. Otherwise, how could you require Mumchim if it's only Drabana? So the Taz saves the second Shan Rashi, but at the same time, he says, obviously the Torah didn't understand Rashi like that, and that's why he didn't even quote it. Because the whole thing's Drabana, Vadai. Why would you need Mumchim? Okay? Oh. Comes along Biksosach Oshin in Simen Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph. Comes along Biksosach Oshin and he quotes the tour and he says, you know what? I think you're wrong, Taz. There's no nafkamina between the first and second shot of Rashi. Tanil, you got this? Let's get this. Comes along the Ksos and says to the Taz, you're wrong. Because what was the whole supposition of the Taz? That there was a nafkamina between the first pshat and second pshat and Rashi, correct? That's what the Taz said, right? The Taz is masver why the Torah didn't like the second pshat. And then he saved the second pshat. Comes along the Ksos and says to the Taz, I think you're wrong. There is no nafkamina between the first and second pshat of Rashi. Why? Because the bottom line is, halacha l'maisa, even if Hevyotos could judge Shvuas Heses, What happens if the guy doesn't want to what? What happens if the guy doesn't want to do take the shua? What's the din in such a case? What's the din in such a case? If the guy doesn't want to take the shua? What's the halacha if the guy doesn't want to take the shua?
Shouldn't have to.
You could put the guy in nidui. We could put the guy in nidui. We can excommunicate him. So basically, what is the Ksos saying? The Ksos is saying, oh, he quotes the Taz and he says the tour that quotes the second shot, Lamaisa, there's no nafkimina. Because even if the head Yotos can judge a shua's hesis, what happens if he doesn't want to take the shua? We put the guy in nidui. So even head Yotos, meaning even if in theory, Shvuas Hesis would be Minatira. You understand what I'm saying? Even in theory, if Shvuas Hesis would be Minatira, Zach, it doesn't make a difference. Even if Hedyotos cannot implement a Shvuah D'Oraisa, but they can implement if the guy doesn't want to take the Shvuah, he can be put in Nidui. So there's no Nafkimina Ladina. See, what was the whole problem that Taz said with the second shot? The whole problem with the second shot was what? What was the whole problem with the second shot? That the whole thing's the Rabbanim, you don't need Mumcha for that. No! Even if Shvuas Hesis would be Minat Torah, and you would require Mumcha, right? And Mumcha can't implement that. But what'll be the din in a case where the guy doesn't take the Shvuah? They still put the guy in Nidui. The bottom line is the guy can be put in Nidui. It says in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei, what did I give you in Sif Hei? That Knossos, are Hedyotos allowed to judge on Knossos? No. Can they put a guy in Nidui? Yes, they can. They can put a guy in Nidui. So that's exactly what the Ksos is saying. The Ksos is saying, Halacha L'maaseh says there's no nafkamina between the first pshat and the second pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi was, you want to tell me it's kofar kol, it's the Rabbanan? And you wouldn't need Mumcha for that? We always want to try and give a case where you would need Mumcha. Minat Torah. Right? So, oh, you want to tell me, you give me a case where you need Mumcha Minat Torah? So let's say Shvuas Hesis in fact requires Mumcha Minat Torah. The bottom line is, let's say, though, that the guy would not want to take a Shvuah. Let's say the guy refuses to take the Shvuah. Belova. He's supposed to take a Shvuah. What's the din? We put him in Nidui. Anyone can put him in Nidui. Head Yotos can put him in Nidui. So that's what the Ksos is saying to the Taz, that the bottom line is that there is what? There's really no nafkamina ladina. Because the Hedyotos can do the same as what? The Hedyotos on a certain level can do what? Can do the same as what? As the Mumcha. Even if the Shvuah would be Minat Torah. But if the guy refuses to take the Shvuah, at least something could get done. What could get done? What could get done? You could put the guy in Nidui. So therefore, there is no real nafkamina. That's what the Ksos says, Lamaisa, to the Taz.
Who cares you put them in Nidui? It still wouldn't flow with the Gemara.
Doesn't make a difference, though. I want to know, when we define Hodos Vavos, Johnny, is there a difference between the two Pshatim? So the Taz said there is. Because you have to find a case where you need Mumcha Minat Torah. We wouldn't need Mumcha Minat Torah, according to the second Pshat, because it's Kofar HaKol. And that's a Hesis. You don't need Mumcha Minat Torah.
So the problem with the Gemara, then.
No, to deal with Rashi. How do you define the two pshat of Rashi?
With the Taz pshat, like, then the second shot of Rashi doesn't even flow in the Gemara. Because the flow of the Gemara is we're implying that Hodos Lavos needs Mumcha.
Yes. We're implying you need Mumcha Minat Torah. We got rid of it. So that doesn't fit according to the second shot of Rashi.
Exactly, yeah.
Doesn't fit.
So how about just saying
why is that? Because Hesis is what?
Midrabanan.
It's the Rabbanan. You don't need Mumcha Minat Rabbanan. So the Taz said that's why the tour got rid of the first second shot. The Taz saved it by saying Aiden would come afterwards, yes?
Right.
Comes along the Ksos and says, you know what? I want to tell you something. I don't think there's such a big nafkamina between the first and second shot. Because the second shot, even if Shvuas Hesis would be Minat Torah. And let's say Hedyotos couldn't do that, right? Hedyotos would not have the sophistication to do that. But they do have the sophistication to do what? That in a case where the guy does not take the shua, right, they can put a guy in Nidui. Like it says in Sif Hei. In Sif Hei, Hedyotos cannot judge Knossos. We learned that this summer, Daniel. But can they put the guy in Nidui? Yes, they can. They can put the guy in Nidui. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? They could put the guy in Idui. So that's exactly what the Ksos says. You follow me?
Why does it answer the Gemara though?
It answers the Gemara. We're just trying to see what's the difference between the two Pshatim. He's saying there's no difference. He doesn't like the Taz's difference. The Ksos is saying that at the end of the day, even if Hesus would be Midiraisa, in a case where you can't take a Shvua, they could still put the guy in Idui. They still have the ability to do something. All right, you follow what I'm saying? Uri, you got this? Let's say it again. Because I want to get to our look. Let's say it again. According to the Taz, the Tur only quotes the first Pshat of Rashi. Yes? What's the second Pshat of Rashi? Motive and Mixas. Kol for our Kol, what Shvua comes up? The Rabbani. You don't need Mumkin for that. So how could it come up? The Gemara says you need Mumkin for everything, while those of us who got rid of it. But you don't need it from the first place. You got me? That's why the Tur did not quote the second Pshat of Rashi. Got it? How did the Taz save the second Pshat of Rashi? Adim came afterwards. If Adim comes afterwards, you need Mumkin in that Torah. Everyone got that chlor? That's chlor. The Ksos comes along and says to the Taz, you know what? I think you're wrong. There's no difference between the first and second Pshat of Rashi. The Tur not quoting the second Pshat of Rashi doesn't mean a thing. There's no real nafkamina between the two. Because even if Shvus Hesus would be Minat Torah, yes? I understand that. But what I'm bringing out, even if it would be Minat Torah, could Hedyotos deal with that case? Yes, if the guy would refuse to take the Shvuah. If the guy would refuse to take the Shvuah Minat Torah, Hedyotos could put a guy in Nidui.
Okay, but you're still only using Hedyotos. You're not using
what? But that's what I'm saying. There's no difference between the two. Because the bottom line is, even in the second Pshat of Rashi, Hedyotos Lamaisa could in fact do something if it would be what? If it would be Minat Torah. Namely, they could put a guy in Nidui. The whole basis was that the second Pshat is that it was the Rabbanon and Hedyotos, you don't need Mumchum for that. You don't need Mumchum for that. So obviously it can't fit the Pshat in the Gemara. Because we need to fit a case where you need Mumchum in that Torah. So you know what? The Ksos says, let's say Hesus would be Minat Torah. If it would be Minat Torah, the Hedyotos still could do that. They still could do something. They could put a guy in a case where the guy didn't refuse to take Shul. Now, the difficulty with that is that there's still a difference between Mumchin and Hedyotos, no? What's the difference between Mumchin and Hedyotos? At least the Mumchin can implement the Shvuah, the Hedyotos can't, right? The Hedyotos can't. So that Lamaisa is what he's trying to say. The Ksos is really trying to say the Hedyotos can do something at least. They at least can put the guy in Nidui. So the Nesivus says back to that, in Sifka analysis, by the Knossos, we put the guy in Nidui. By Kol for a Kol, when a guy doesn't want to take a Shvuah, Halacha Lamaisa, if the Hedyotos cannot implement the Hesus, they also cannot do a Nidui as well. That's what the Nesiva says back to the Ksos. The Nesiva says back to the Ksos, you know what? If they cannot implement the Shvuah, they cannot implement a Nidui. That's what he says. The Nesiva says back, Halacha Lamaisa. So the Nesiva doesn't like that Taina of the Ksos. And then the Ksos responds back to the Nesiva and he says, you know what? By a knas, there's no chiyuv, there's nothing got off the ground at all. You can't put a guy in Nidui at all. Halacha l'maisa. But when there's a din shvua, there's a din shvua and there's a din mamun. Maybe on the din shvua they can't put a guy in din Nidui, but on the din mamun they can. On the din mamun they can. So that's the whole mahalach here between the two pshat and Rashi. So I'm going to chazer over again, then we got to get to halacha. Okay? Let's chazer it over one more time. What is Aldol's Valvos according to the first Pshat Rashi? Edim and Alva, Edim and Aldol. What was the different Chiddush of Edi Aldol? We thought that maybe what? We thought that maybe if he doesn't care about lending with Edim, maybe we should require Mumchen to mess him up. Kamashma, no, we don't mess him up. We don't require Mumchen. That was the Zayas Ranan. What was the second Pshat Rashi we had difficulty with? Why did Tur not quote the second Pshat, only the first Pshat? Because why? Shvuah D'Rabbanan, Hesus. Excellent. Stephen, it's a Kofrakol. We don't need Munkin for Kofrakol. We always got to fight a din of Munkin. So the Torah didn't quote it. So the Taz said, how do I save the second shot? There were Edom that came afterwards. If there are Edom that come afterwards, I need Munkin. Okay. The Sos comes along and says, I think the Taz is wrong. There's no difference in the first shot and the second shot. Because even according to the second shot, if Shvuah Hesus would even be Minat Torah, right, we said it was the Rabbanan that Yaltus can work with. You don't need Munkin. Even if it be Minat Torah, and they couldn't implement it, they could still do something. What can they do? They could put a guy in Idui if he refuses to take the Shvuah. They could still put a guy in Idui if he refuses to take the Shvuah. So they can do something. There is no nafkamina between the two. Don't tell me there's a nafkamina between the two. There is no nafkamina. Because even according to the second shot, Lamaisa, and Yotos, the truth of the matter is, you want to tell me that the second shot is not good because you need Munchim in Atayra, the Shvuah is only the Rabbanan, even if the Shvuah would be Midir Raisa, Had Yotos can what? Had Yotos can do something. What can they do? They can put a guy in Nidu. So the Nesiva says that's ridiculous. They can't put a guy in Nidu if they can't implement the Shvuah. That's what the Nesiva says. Halach Lamaisa. There's no psakdin, they can't put him in Nidui. So the Meshoviv Nesivis, who's the Xosis, responses back to the Nesivis, says, you know what? That's not true. Whenever you have a Chiyah Shvuah, there's a Chiyah Mammon and a Chiyah Shvuah. They might not be able to implement the Chiyah Shvuah, but they can focus on the Chiyah Mammon, and on that they can put the guy in Nidui. So at the end of the day, the Xosis says there's no difference between the two Pshatim. The Taz says that there is. The Taz says that there is enough nafkamina. Shimon, you got it, Chlor? Okay. What bothers me about this whole mahalach is that there is a what? There is a chura. The whole basis of the difference in the first and second shot was, even if the shvuah is the rabbanon, then you don't need that mumchim minat Torah. You don't need that mumchim. Even if the shvuah is minat Torah, you don't need to have mumchim, the Ksosa saying. That's the Nakuda. Even if the Shvuah is Minat Torah, you're not fitting the bill that you need what? You need to have mumchim Minat Torah. Because Hedyotas could accomplish something that mumchim could, namely put a guy in Nidui. But they still can't implement the Shvuah. That's what bothers me with this Ksos. There is one thing mumchim can do that Hedyotas can't. A Shvuah Minat Torah, they can implement, not Hedyotas. You follow me? Why does the Ksos ignore that? That's what bothers me. That's what bothers me with this pshat.
Why can't Hedyotos implement the Shvuah?
Because it's like Knossos. Like, you know, you need to have smich. It's like Zelos and Chabalos.
Yeah, but what about multiple mitzvahs?
They can't. They can't do anything with Hedyotos. Push up shot. That's what it seems. So I'm saying, why did the Ksos ignore it? That's what I'm bothered by. Okay, we didn't have time to do the top toys. Let's just finish up with halacha. Tomorrow we got to go weiter in the Gemara with the Taisis. You got to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's finish up now. Tomorrow we didn't have a chance to do the top Taisis, and we got to go weiter in the Gemara with that next Taisis, guys. Okay? All right. I want to discuss today Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah, there's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. It, God willing, it should be the easiest mitzvah you ever fulfilled. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Gemara calls it as if you fasted on the 9th and 10th of Tishrei. And he writes, the Fum Tzara Agra. What is easier to do? Fast or eat? What's easier to do?
Eat.
But Hashem treats your eating like it was fasting. So you get that much more reward. What is the nature of this mitzvah? Of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? What is the nature of this mitzvah? So Rabbi Kivager has a suffix, and let's get it. He writes two possibilities. Please get it down. One is, it's a hachana for the fast, that you should be well stocked, well-eaten, robust to fast. What's the second possibility? It's a mixas Yom Tov. Erev Yom Kippur becomes a partial Yom Tov for us. You understand the two distinct approaches? Rabbi Meir has the suffix as to what the nature of this din is. So I want you to get this, and we'll close with this. At least six nafkaminas that emerge from these two approaches. Let's get them down. You could say a shir on this in your shul. The suffix of Rabbi Meir. What is the nature of this mitzvah? Number one. Yom Kippur this year is what day? Wednesday night and Thursday? Tuesday night and Wednesday? I don't remember. Tuesday night, Wednesday is Yom Kippur? Let me ask you guys. What'd you say? Tuesday day, there's a mitzvah to eat. Monday night, is there a mitzvah? Let's get this down. Nafka minas. Number one, Lila. If it's a mitzvah Yom Tov, when does the Jewish calendar day begin? At night. You better start eating then. If it's just hachana, it's enough to eat in the daytime. Uri Klor, number two. Are women mechuyev to eat? If it's a separate Yom Tov, mitzvah says sheshiv esman grama. Mistama, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Women are punter for mitzvah d'oraisas. Mitzvah esman grama. Machlokish Rashi and Tosfos Brachos a mitzvah derabbanan that is a mitzvah says my grandma are they part of Machlokish Rashi and Tosfos Brachos lachof. If do they have to fast on Yom Kippur? Of course, they're mechuyev in the preparation too. It depends how you view it. Number three, Tachanun, the mincha before. So you said that Tuesday night is Yom Kippur. So Monday afternoon, do we say Tachanun and Mincha? If it's a separate Yom Tov, no. We never say Mincha for Lag BaOmer or Tu B'Av. If it's a Chana, then you would say it. At your Suda Mafsekis, should you have Lechem Mishnah? We have Lechem Mishnah. We wash and we have Lechem Mishnah. No Kiddush. If it's a separate Yom Tov, yes. If it's a Chana, why do you need to have Lechem Mishnah? Do you say a lot of slichas or a little? Erev Rosh Hashanah, you say a lot. Erev Yom Kippur, you say a little. If it's a mixas yontif, it makes sense, you say a little. If, however, it is a chana, then it makes sense. Minority of communities say a lot. Most don't. Most midrashimas don't. And lastly, actually, we could do two more. What happens if someone's so sick he can't fast in Yom Kippur? Is there a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur? If it's a separate Yom Tov, yes. If it's a chana, he's not fasting. Why is there a mitzvah to eat? Mi shalom misaneh, because of medical issues, let's say. And number seven, let's say a guy wants to do a private fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Let's say he has a yahrzeit or something. If it's a separate Yom Tov, he shouldn't. Could he do a tainis? If it's a separate Yom Tov, then he shouldn't. If it's a chana, not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. I mean, if it's a separate Yom Tov, then you shouldn't fast. If he wants to fast, not a good idea. But if the guy somehow is a big tzaddik and he can fast, let's, I don't know, you know, 36 hours. So maybe you would say it's okay. Maybe. So these seven nafkaminas hinge upon how you view the nature of mitzvah eating and Erev Yom Kippur, which the Gemara treats as if you actually have fasted ninth and tenth day. How do we paskin on all these issues? Let's go one by one. B'machmer is a mitzvah to start eating. Monday, is it Monday night? Women will be machmer, they should eat. Tachanun, we do say Tachanun. We do say Tachanun. Lechem Mishnah, you could be a machmer, have Lechem Mishnah. Maybe you don't want to bother your mom, okay, but when you get married, you'll have Lechem Mishnah. Slichas, we say a little bit of slichas. Seems to highlight Mixas Yom Tov. Someone who doesn't fast, the minig is they don't eat in Erev Yom Kippur. And tainis, usually we don't fast. So it's a merging of both approaches a little bit here. They say from the Brisker Rav, he used to keep a candy in his mouth the whole day. Every second he was eating. brisker chumra. So even if you don't want to do brisker chumras here, you can take that brisker. Because every second you're eating, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So you used to keep it candy, but not before davening, not during davening, of course. But after davening, he had a candy in his mouth. The whole day. So this is a fascinating din, Suffolk Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And we should make sure that we fulfill it properly. We should make sure we fulfill the halacha properly and all that's din. Okay, there's a lot more halachas we got to do. But we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll go back to tomorrow and maybe get a chance to do more of the halachas too.